a lot of our players that we really wanted was being picked. So we had the additional pick in the fifth round, and we felt like the value of going up to get Bernard was worth it.
What caught your eye about Bernard the past two seasons where he's had a lot of success at Temple?
He is a one-cut runner with some size. Runs very well behind his pads, and that's the style of running game that we're using right now.
If he plays his senior year, where do you think he fits in as a draft?
You know, that's really tough in the sense that the majority of the players that's probably been taken in the first three rounds have been juniors, and if they've stayed for their senior year, who knows what that draft. I mean, if Julio Jones was in this draft, where would he have gone? So it's hard for us to say.
Obviously, does Ray Rice's contract situation at all factor into your decision-making, and does he resemble Ray in any way?
No, he's bigger. He's bigger, but he is a runner that can run very well on the inside as well as on the outside. But no, the contract, Ricky Williams retiring probably had more to do with that.
For Joe or Eric, what games did kind of jump out for you watching this guy? He had a lot of production. What did you guys see from him in the American
Conference? I think he's a guy that really showed up in most games. He's been a real productive player over the last couple of years. Tape is very consistent. What I like about him is he's really good down in the red zone and also on the goal line. He's a real physical guy. He can lower his pads and does a really nice job down there. Impressive. You know, we didn't know a lot about him until he came out and declared. And, you know, I think our scouts did a good job. Wilbert Montgomery did a great job, I think, scouting him and evaluating him so we could get him right in the board.
Saw some pretty good 40 times on the combine. Is he a guy that you saw run away from people on film and finish long runs?
Deceptive. You know, he's a bigger back. But what we like about him is there's a burst. There's a change of speed when he gets to the hole and he's able to clear the defender. We see change of speed, which is what most big-time backs have.
Joe, how about catching? Kind of E-rate for that?
You know, he doesn't get a lot of balls thrown to him. They use him as a bell cow and then turn around and hand the ball off to him a lot. Probably one or two catches a game. He can work the ball in and around his frame. He makes some nice catches on the sideline. When he does get the ball thrown to him, he can reach out. But they don't use him extensively in the passing game, but he's definitely capable as a receiver.
Yes. What we'll do tonight, this is where our scouts really come into play. We'll sit down and we'll regroup the board a little bit. We got a very good pick tomorrow. That's the second or third pick in the fourth round. That's always have been a good pick. We probably gonna get some phone calls about that pick, but we'll restack the board a little bit. And there's a several receivers are still available.
Ozzie, at the State of the Team address in January, you said that we will come out of this draft with a center. Do you still feel like you will?
Nope. There are some centers still on the board. I think it's only been one that's been taken thus far. Am I correct? Yeah. Constance is the only one that's been taken. So, yeah, we still have some centers available that could very much come into our plans tomorrow.